Okay, so can you tell me why you're here, what you're going to present today?
Well, we're here today with helping students to understand the hidden story of Annie Malone. Annie Malone was one of the first black female millionaire in her era. But more importantly, she's from has some connection to Peoria. So we're here to help resurrect her memory, help resurrect her legacy.
So can either of you tell me about Annie Malone, just a little bit about her backstory and her history here in Peoria?
Well, she was raised here. She was orphaned early in her life, and part of her family brought her here. She went to Peoria High School and started a business that was international business, training 75,000 women in her lifetime. She had a hair care business and beauty business, with colleges, being the first person to open a college for women of color, teaching them cosmetology and beauty products, and it went all over the world.
So I would like to add to that also is that when she moved here, she moved in with her sisters, and her sister married my great-grandfather. So that's how the connection. She's my great aunt. So she was. His name was Moody. He was a Moody, and she went to, as she said, Peoria High. Dropped out when she was a sophomore, and then went on to those great accolades which she did.
So Annie Malone Historical Society. Tell me a little bit about how that formed and what you do there.
It formed because I was angry that St. Louis, where she had a business from 1902 when she came there for the World's Fair. That didn't happen until 1904, actually. But she was in St. Louis from 1902 to 1930. And St. Louis didn't have very much information about her in any one place. And that just didn't sit well with me. So I began to research more and more about her. And as I found more about her, it angered me more that not too many people knew about Annie Malone, when in fact she was the person who trained Madam C.J. Walker. Blazed the trail, I guess is the right way to say that, for hair care people in the country. She was the person pulling up rocks and cutting down trees and blazing that trail, and people didn't know that. So you have to make a choice. You have to decide to have that information and do nothing with it, or have that information and share it with as many people as you can. Okay. So I founded the Annie Malone Historical Society and have been trying to share that information by website, by presentation and lecture, by a traveling exhibit that I take to anywhere and anyone who would like to learn more about Annie Malone.
Are there efforts to educate people more in Peoria about her legacy?
Yes. We've made presentations at the high schools, Woodruff High School. We just left Manual High School. We're also here at Hearts and Dreams program, ICC program. And she just recently got inducted into the African American Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago. So we're reaching out. I just completed a book, which we passed out to students. We'll do that again for here. So we're doing our best so that the story won't be hidden anymore. It will be common knowledge, because so many people think that Madam C.J. Walker is the icon, which she is, but not the founder. But in addition to that, we're also working with the Riverfront Museum to establish some exhibits there to share to Peoria area once again. We call Peoria's first black female millionaire, to make that once again common knowledge.
And what would your hope be that the young people hear you speak today, what they take away from this, I guess?
I think it would be wonderful if they could take away from this that determination counts. You have obstacles, but you can overcome them with persistence. And Annie Malone did that in spades. She was a person who opened one of the largest buildings built by an African American in 1918 ever, and that was her fourth business expansion. So you're talking about a person who had to deal with racism and sexism and discrimination, but still did those things. Missouri, where she was in St. Louis, was one of the largest The number was the largest of lynchings at that particular time, but she still continued to do what she was doing. There was a riot in East St. Louis, just miles away from her construction in 1917, and she continued to do what she was doing. She opened that building just 1 week after the end of World War I. And when you think about the contributions that she made prior to the possibility for any woman of any color anywhere in our country to vote is very significant. When you look at the time in which she lived, what she did with the persistence that she managed was very significant when you look at our continuum. And that's what makes her so very unique and very special, and why people need to know about what she did and how relevant that is even today.
And the other thing we'd like for them to take away are some basic life skills. Vision, having a plan, servant leader. She was one of the first examples of a servant leadership, how you give back, how you bring up. She funded 2 to 3 African-American students, full ride in historically black colleges for years and years every year. So we think, you know, that it's important that students understand that when you make it, or just because you make it, you know, you still want to come back and help others make it so that they can become more like you. So those are some of the things that we would also like students to understand.
Annie Malone belonged to an organization in St. Louis, actually is a national organization of the Colored Women's Clubs. Mm-hmm. She was president in 1922 of that St. Louis chapter. And their motto was lifting as we climb. And she demonstrated that. She lived that. She worked that all the time.
In addition to that, she also lost through a bad relationship, and we talked about relationships here last week, male-female relationships. She got married and lost half of her fortune. And so we want students to understand how important overcome adversity is. You know, when you get down, you can give up, but also you can get down and have that resilience, start over, and be what you were. So we think that that's important.
She left St. Louis in 1930, went to Chicago, bought 4 mansions in a row on a street, and started all over again.